New River Valley residents had long been asking for actual measurements instead of estimates of toxic emissions released by the Radford Arsenal when it burns explosives waste in the open air. Drone testing last fall found lower levels than estimated of most toxins, but higher levels of others. Deputy Commander Rob Davies says Virginia's Department of Environmental Quality and the EPA will consider the test results in the plant's permit renewal request.
We're excited about the results. We feel good that we were able to get these results done, do the direct measurement that has been a concern for the community. We were able to deliver on that, and we're able to bring that into our risk assessment process and develop what we hope is going to be a better permit.
About 50 community members attended the meeting. Erin Card is one of them.
We're raising three little boys within 3 miles of the arsenal, and there's been health concerns with our family.
Card said after the meeting she still has more questions than answers about the effects of toxic emissions by the plant.
So I just yesterday was diagnosed with nearing a hyperthyroid thing, and I'm still learning about it, but had an ultrasound on Monday, which was, yeah. And then my husband has faced some cancer diagnoses, and then even my, at two, little boy, a few years ago, they found a kind of cyst near his thyroid. And so that was removed, not cancerous, but related-ish to the thyroid. And so 3 out of the 5 members of my family have had concerns that have come up. And do we know if it's connected? We do not know. Does it seem to have a connection? Maybe, yes.
The arsenal recently began work designing a new contained incinerator to replace the longtime practice of open-air burning that could prevent 95% of its toxic emissions. But with no commitment from the Department of Defense to fund the incinerator, plant officials say it could be anywhere from 3 to 10 years away. I'm Robbie Harris.